And for the Sala Festival this year, the Red Rhino Room are hosting the exhibition, and it's called Facets, Fractals, Fantasy and Fell. I'm joined now by Don Oswald, one of the photographers in the exhibition, and Rani Baslis, the curator and owner of the space. Thank you for joining me on the show this morning, guys.
Hey, Tara, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, excellent. A bit cold, but otherwise
yeah,
good.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. So, Rani, can you start off by describing the Red Rhino Room and what made you want to start it and what was your plans for
it? Sure. I think the Red Rhino Room exhibition space was, sort of an idea that sort of stemmed from many years of teaching in the creative sort of spaces of schools and education, but more so about the application of the arts and the importance of the application of the arts in building sort of innovators and thinkers in our society. I've always dealt with the concept of, you know, good thinkers make great people in society, and I think at the Red Rhino Room is a reflection, or I want it to be a reflection of a hub of artistic culture that people have permission to come in and actually share the space and create and apply themselves across, you know, and collaborate, I suppose, with other artists. So a hub, I'd call it a hub.
So you don't want it just to be a gallery, you want it to people to come and create.
Absolutely. The gallery concept of it came sort of secondary in the sense that once I set up the... It's a very grungy building site that's been kindly sort of given to us to actually play in by the owner of the building. And
it's a really cool space.
Absolutely cool. And, you know, to give a plug to the owner whose, you know, sisters were very creative in their own sense, I think has, you know, kindly given us the space to continue that creativity. But it is a grungy space and I can only go with the feel of it. And it's got a great feel. You know, you're not walking into white walls and pristine sort of hanging devices and, you know, spotlights. And if anything, that's a contrast to what I'm about anyway. So I think the feel of inviting people and the permission to actually feel creative and allow the juices of creativity to, you know, to sort of... you know, flow.
Yeah, so I guess was that the idea behind making it grungy compared to like a typical art gallery?
Absolutely. I fell in love with the place when I actually walked into it and just thought to myself, you know, originally it was just a space for myself, you know, to use as a studio. And in doing so, I sort of set it up with some old retro furniture and you know, sort of anything secondhand, because my concept of a place is to make it feel used. So everything in the studio space is secondhand, has lived somewhere else, had a different life, and the idea of actually projecting that back into, you know, a space. One of our really great spaces is the external courtyard, which is we call it the rusty spot. And basically it is a combination of all rusty things that have lived somewhere else and are being allowed to naturally decay in the outside courtyard as a creative process.
Gosh, really?
a great reflection of where we're all at the moment. I think the grunge suits me, suits a lot of artists, and it really reflects, you know, that feeling of, just, you know, moving along in that sort of nature of ageing.
And where did the idea come from? How did you guys find each other for the exhibition?
Well, I'm in my life that pays the bills. I'm actually an ICU registered nurse, and one of my colleagues knows Rani. And I had told her I was looking for an exhibition space for Sala. And she said, oh, look, this friend of mine owns Red Rhino Room, and go along and chat to her. And that's how we met. You know, we've hit it off pretty well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we, you know, and to everybody that's listening, you know, I apologise that we had an enormous amount of interest once we actually put our name up as a venue. To be quite honest, you know, my background's teaching, education, my focus is that pays my bills. But, you know, there was just such a need for people to have a space, and sadly, you know, the space only allows for so many people at a time. So Don was one of the people that came on board, as well as another two.
But I guess that means it has a promising future then, if you're getting a lot of demand for it.
Well, I don't know if it's my walls that they want, or but no, we're happy to negotiate with anybody that wants a creative space, you know, to sort of come in and have a look. And I think we were only talking about that over coffee, you know, like, what is Red Rhino Room exhibition space? It's just not an exhibition space. I don't want to be labelled or boxed. I never have been, and I won't be.
Yeah, it's a space to learn. It's a space to create, and it's a space that's got a vibe about it. So I said, if you want to go in and just talk about art, you can. Mm-hmm. If you want to learn about art, you can. And I'm going to hopefully continue my association with Rani. And the idea behind that is that if people just want to come in and learn how to take photographs, or if I use it as a studio space. So we're actually going to have an activity area, or an active hub, that people can come into and use their creativity.
If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Don and Rani about an upcoming art exhibition at the Red Rhino Room. And Don, it was your idea for this exhibition to begin with, wasn't it?
For this particular one, yes. Yeah, I came up, the actual concept of this exhibition, the genesis of it came from a long time ago. There was a song by the, I've gone blank now, Seniors Moment. it's called Every Time I Think of You, I Touch Myself. And I had this idea where I was going to create this photograph that was called Every Time I Think of You, I Cut Myself. And I had the photograph of in my head of this person with a big slash across their face. And that just stuck in my head, and I actually didn't really do anything with it. And I came up with the idea a little while back about the fact that as people, we all just present a face. But inside, there's a whole number of different personalities. So I did some photographs of one of my colleagues, and there's 10 photographs of the same person presenting all different aspects of who the people's personality could be, and put it together as facial fractures, facial facets.
Absolutely.
God, I don't even know what I'm talking about. Anyway, facial facets, just the fact that we have all different facets of our personality. And I approached Rani and said, this is what I want to do, and she was really keen on the idea. Yeah. I showed her a couple of working photos and she liked them, so yeah, that's where it came from. And the other artists, they sort of came on board. I know Jadu, and Rani knows Jonathan and Graham.
Yes.
And they came on board, so that we can do this joint effort together.
Absolutely. And it was the sort of the coming together of those four artists that we've got on board is Don Oswald, Jonathan Pierce, Graham Shaw and Jadmani Singh, and all of those people. We've called it 4xF=, and basically facets, fractals, fantasies and fell, which is the 4Fs. So basically those four artists represent different mini little exhibitions based on their perspective of creativity and the arts, but together they bring together an enormous amount of diversity in the scope of innovation in as an individual. I think that's really going to be fascinating, putting it together. We've been really excited about setting up the spaces.
Oh, it's going to be brilliant. It really is. I think it'll work well because they're all different concepts. I mean, Jonathan does this stuff with fractal art on computers, which is just all stacking of numbers, but the images he creates are fantastic. They're absolutely amazing. And Graham does all this like 1950s retro science fiction comic book style stuff, and that looks brilliant. It really is. And then Jadu, I've known Jadu for a number of years, and he's actually an intensive care registrar. So he's a doctor who works in intensive care, which is how I met him. But he's got an incredibly strong creative side, and he's largely self-taught, but he's doing a lot of leather work that's going to be shown here. And it's dynamic, the stuff that he does.
Absolutely. And just in regards to the facilities at the Red Rhino Room, you know, what we're hoping to do with, especially with an exhibition like Jonathan Pierce, who's got the fractal art, you know, because my background is a big interest in through education of using technology to innovate people. A lot of his work will be, we've got five computers and a projector, so hopefully he will get to actually project his work, you know, ongoing you know, through those sort of mediums of using the computer as well as just on the screen. So I think we've got the front room, which we call the retro room, is Don's. So Don will, as you enter, you'll actually be seeing his amazing sort of, you know, photography as you enter the retro, and it leads into other spaces within the space that are sectioned off for Graham Shaw, Jonathan, and then Jadu as well. So we've got a reasonably good stretch, and we've got a piano player on the night who's going to be tinkering on a piano that we've been sort of given for the space. So we hope to have a really great event.
Mm.
Yeah.
And because it is quite a range of artworks, it's probably going to bring a very different group of people to it.
Well, we're hoping. We really are, because I think there's enough diversity in the art that it'll have a broad appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just add too with mine, because of the fact that it's talking about different multiple personalities, I actually I'm going to give 10% of all my sales to Beyond Blue, because I think it's an organisation that's worth supporting. So hopefully people come and buy some of my photos as well.
It's quite different from the photography you used to take, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. Look, historically I've always exhibited landscape and travel photography. So this is something different, but it's something that's just spawned from my own creativity. So it's something that if people have come to my exhibitions before, they're not going to see what they'll necessarily expect.
Mm. Oh, yeah. And so, yeah, what do you guys both have planned beyond this exhibition? I guess you're going to take up more photography and classes?
Yeah, look, I'm retiring out of my nursing career sometime around about September. And then I want to rebuild my photographic business. So I'm looking to set up a portrait studio, but also do other sort of teaching and education for people that are interested in just learning how to take photographs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for me, I think I've been, you know, an educator for 35 years. That's really all I know. But deep down, I've got a creative yearning, you know, to be creative. And I suppose what Red Rhino Room has allowed me to do is actually piece together a three-dimensional canvas at the end of my teaching career, in the sense of what I would like to spend a few years, you know, in being creative. And in doing so, I've realised that so many other people would like to do the same. So I think, although I'm a passionate educator and definitely one that is inspired by creativity and innovation, I've had great mentors along the way, right through from uni, you know, the Ron Corsos of life, who, you know, really sort of inspired the design element and all that sort of stuff, through to people like Jenny Ayland, who, you know, is part of the Arts Friends of, you know, the old Stanley Street Art School and all that sort of stuff. And people that inspire me make me want to generate and create more of something that allows people to have the license to create and give back.
And Red Rhino is a very fluid space, and because it's very fluid, it's going to constantly evolve. So it's always going to be different. It's always going to be dynamic and vibrant. And it's just got that really nice feel about it. And you can see when you walk into the place that it just has so much going for it.
Yeah, it never stands still, and that's what I like about it. It's a conscious sort of like walk in, and things are placed and positioned, but it feels like you're just walking into somebody's, you know, lounge room in a way. Yeah. But
and it's fun.
And it's a fun place, and there's a lot of people come in, and, you know, my daughter comments about the fact you've got too much stuff lying around the place. You know, it sort of detracts from what you're doing. But for me, it's that inspiration. I need objects. I need things to look at. My mind just takes off, and I want that to be what, you know, we've got a brainstorming section. We've got a tutorial sort of workshop section. So all those spaces, I want them to be, you know, where people can come and be inspired by, you know, looking at things and brainstorming and being innovative and, you know, all that sort of level of creativity that people, you know, only yesterday we had a lady that walked in looking for a scarf rack, you know, and I said, sorry, we don't sell scarf racks. I said, but we do create, we have spaces, whatever. She came in and she said, oh, my God, I just want to go home and paint. You know, so.
But because it's a cluttered space, it actually feels really interesting. You know, like it's an area you can walk into and feel really good. You know,
absolutely.
Like, I mean, I think it's dangerous if you walk into a room and it's completely Spartan and it's got nothing in it.
Yes.
You know, there's creativity in the place. And as I said before, it's very fluid. Things move and things change. And every time you walk in, it's different and it looks different. And you know, but it always feels the same.
Yeah.
Well, it always feels fantastic.
Thank you for that. but I think one of our greatest reviews was one of our first exhibitions that we had a couple of years ago when we first started. And it was a gentleman that left a review on our Facebook page, you know, saying, "You'll be totally inspired when you walk in. It's almost a feeling of an old French studio awaiting one of the masters to walk out of a door," you know, and I think in
we're
some
here.
That's right. We're all old masters. but I think, you know, I've so latched myself to that because that feeling of just, you know, the grungy, you know, sort of wrought, you know, corrugated iron on the walls, which hid a lot of the grunginess, and I've just added to the grunginess, and the concrete floors sanded back with the old, you know, sort of, you know, stones coming through and all that sort of gear that just lends itself to the building it is. So I don't want to change it. I just want to enhance it. And I think that's the whole concept of just being naturally involved in the arts and the importance of actually not changing things, you know, because they need to look a certain way. It's about enhancing, you know, what we have to work with. And I think people will be inspired if they come down and have a look at, you know, and the people in it. The people, when we meet as a foursome, as the team at the moment, the awesome foursome, as I call them, we've had several meetings down there. And the place just, it's almost like you're just giving another, you know, beat to the place when you've got people in it. And I think that's what we're looking for. That's my aim, is to have the people that love being in it, you know, sort of really sort of supporting the arts and creating. I think there's there's almost a heartbeat to the word creating. You know, it's a living thing.
Very much.
And I think it's important that that's what we build.
And our opening event is going to be on the 4th, Friday the 4th of August. We'll open the doors at about 6:30 and then we'll have the formal opening sometime after 7. So it's still going to be fairly laid back, but it'll be a lot of fun.
And throughout August, can people visit sort of what times?
Absolutely. We've got our times are all listed in the Sala Guide, our Facebook page, and we've got a website as well. There's a Twitter tag. There's I've got all the social sort of areas sort of tab. There's an Eventbrite page. So all our times for the month are listed. One of my key supporters, Louise Bywaters, is handling the schedule for the month. So hopefully the artists themselves will be on deck to sort of be there for people to speak to about their work, and also a group of people that Louise is managing to schedule across the month. So Monday to Sunday at different times, late night on Thursday. So, we're on board.
So, there's core times, but they're still flexible. So, I mean, if somebody rocks in 5 minutes before the place closes, we're not going to push them out. They can hang around and have a look at the place.
Yeah, certainly.
And hopefully, I mean, certainly on my days off when I'm not at work, I'll be in the gallery, and I think Jada will be the same, and Jonathan and Graham will be there as well. So there'll always be one or more of us artists on site as well.
Absolutely. There is a few people outside the space who are basically just going to be running some workshops too that are normally scheduled around August. I will list those on the Facebook page as well. So when you're coming in to see the exhibition, you might be able to see other people sort of, you know, running a small space workshop and stuff like that, which is what we will do after a Sala. It'll become a space where, you know, people can come in and do some teaching. Don spoke about, you know, doing some of that himself, and Jadu and that sort of gear. So,
It sounds like it's going to be a really exciting exhibition.
Oh, it will be. We're pretty,
We're pumped about it. It's definitely look, to be honest, this is, I had scheduled a Sala involvement 2 years ago. You know, when I first started this three-dimensional puzzle, and of course, it didn't happen for reasons, you know, that life. Yeah. You know, just things happen. So this is our first Sala for me. So I've taken on board, you know, some of Don's experience.
Oh, this is my fourth Sala as an exhibitor.
As an exhibitor. So, you know, to me it's also about, and I've had this sort of philosophy with my teaching as well, you know, as an educator and an experienced educator in my field, I never accept the fact that I know everything. You know, it's about learning from others and about allowing, you know, that connection to actually be another stepping stone that, you know, you can actually move from. So having Don on board and other people is great. I've learned, you know, from him, and I've provided the space, and we collaboratively, I think collaboration is important, and I think that's what we're seeing here with our four key artists, of which, you know, every one of us has got a story to tell, and every one of us has, you know, got some good and bad that's happening in our lives, but art is the way we express. And I think we all have we should have the license to do that, regardless if we're labelling ourselves an artist or whether we're just a human being. Creativity is vitally important.
But we've all gelled together too. I mean, Jadu and I, as I say, we go back quite a long way. I've known Jadu for about 12 years. But I met Rani for the first time, four weeks ago. It wasn't that long ago. And the other artists I've met recently too. But we all gel together. So that, I think, adds to the dynamic, because that adds to the vibrancy, because everybody wants to work together and get the best out of it.
There's a common thread, I think, you know, between people that think creatively. And I like the idea that, you know, the four artists we have on board are so diverse, but at the same time, you know, still very similar in the fact that we all want something different to come from our expression. And as, you know, people will see when they rock on down to Red Rhino Room, is that, you know, and hopefully the space and the place is just where it's housed, you know, will add the value of actually feeling comfortable.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, well, thank you for joining me on the show this morning. Sounds like it's going to be great.
Thank you, Tara.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for, you know,
all
supporting
your support,
us.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.